visiting with Sherrard head football coach Scott Munson on this 13th day of July. Do I look at the calendar right? In less than a month, coach, is the first official day of high school football practice. Monday, August the 6th. How about that, man? The season is really just right around the corner.
It really sneaks up on you, and it comes in a hurry, and you know that date's out there, and then, man, our countdown clock I was looking at, and I go, my goodness, we're going to be here before you know it. So, yeah, it's coming fast.
Transitioning from year one to year two as head coach, how's that going?
It's going real well. It's going well. To have an off season to work with your staff has been the big difference. Last year at this time, we were still bringing people on board and trying to figure out who was going to be doing what. This year we had the off season to work together. Unfortunately, we did lose one guy, Mike Epperly, who served as our offensive coordinator last year. Had a lot of family commitments and time, and he knew he was going to miss during the summer and even in the beginning of the season, and he decided to step aside. We're still keeping in contact and working with him, unfortunately we're going to lose him this year. But the rest of the staff's on board, and we were also able to pick up Jason Timmerman, who is going to take a teaching position at Sherrard, and he's been around as available. He's making a transition from the Clinton, Illinois area up to here. So as he finds housing, he's made a point to come in some 7-on-7 and some workouts. So he'll be a big asset to us also.
And then I know you got some volunteer help from Michael O'Brien last year. He going to help out again this year?
He is, yes. And we were able to work together in the off season, and he came around as his schedule allowed, and he's been around this summer also, and we're going to be able to find him a little bit of a stipend also, which certainly help out. It was interesting, as I was doing some exit interviews with the seniors, I had several of the D-line guys say to me, when I asked, any suggestions, and they go, you're going to keep Coach O'Brien, aren't you? Yeah, absolutely. So the kids love him. We enjoyed having him around, so we look forward to having him for a whole season now.
I know you don't go crazy with 7-on-7 stuff there, but I think you had a couple of events this week with Mercer County and Rockridge. A little bit about, what you look for in those type of situations, and just, I guess, what you think so far.
Yeah. Say we don't go crazy is an understatement. We haven't played a 7-on-7 game, I think, in maybe two or three summers probably. And it really sounds from talking to some of those guys that they're scaling back also. So we went to Rockridge on Tuesday. That was their first interaction with another school doing 7-on-7. And Coach Graves had contacted me during the winter, and it was just a perfect setup. We really didn't do a competitive environment, but it was really a teaching environment. So we were able to stop and take a look at things they were doing and vice versa. So it was a great opportunity for us to go against somebody other than ourselves. And the same thing yesterday when we went over and worked with Coach Hofer and the Golden Eagles, same type of environment. And it was real helpful to get some different looks against some different people and some good athletes from both squads there. In terms of, we really like what we see. Our skill guys have bought in from day one here as we look to expand our offensive attack a bit. And they have committed to learn some new things. And now it's just kind of fine-tuning and tweaking. And this week really provides us with a good opportunity to say, this is why you need to pay attention to detail and work on some of the real fundamental aspects of your job.
Yeah, and I know when you allowed some reps for the Yater kid, the sophomore last year, quarterback, some varsity situations, you show that spread look a little bit with him. Now, the other thing you told me off the air that I think is a good sign, most kids that are supposed to go out are going out, and then you get some new additions, kids that didn't play maybe last year or the year before, but are going to come out, and probably really provide a nice boost to you some of the athletes you mentioned. I think that's a good sign heading into 2018.
It is a real good sign. And I have to acknowledge Coach Hutton here, because he really put some pressure on his athletes that were, I don't know, specializing, only playing basketball or only playing one or two sports. And so we have a couple of guys who were playing basketball, hadn't played football in the past, that made a decision to come out. You know, a lot of coaches talk about wanting three-sport athletes until it means sacrificing something from their off-season. And so Coach Hutton has been a real plus in that regard. The other guy who's helped really recruit our hallways is Coach Nick Welch, who a teacher in the building, had a lot of those younger guys in class, and I don't know if it was a hard sales job or if he just slowly wore them down, but he is responsible for getting some of those guys out that have been in the past also. So it certainly gives us some extra tools, certainly gives us some depth, and adds to our athleticism.
All right. One play equals one game is the new IHSA rule that will go into effect. Well, they're recommending that schools kind of apply that in 2018, but it officially goes into effect with the 2019 season. So I would assume the days of JV and varsity football doubleheaders in the area are probably going to be over effective with the end of the 2018 season. Would you agree?
Yes. I don't think there's any other alternatives.
All right. Well, what do you think? Put the ball on the tee on Friday night, August the 24th, taking on Morrison at home. I know we're still, you know, less than a month away from the first official day of practice, but what do you think about this bunch heading into really the official kickoff of the 2018 season?
Well, I think every high school coach that I've talked to or most will say the same thing. I think we've had a good summer. There's been a lot of positive things that happened. You know, there's some kids missing. There's some kids that I wish would have been in a few more times, and I think in a week or two they're going to wish they'd been in a bit more. But that's part of the deal, small school football. One of the big things that we did accomplish last year, and this term culture I think is overused at times, but we started shifting the culture a bit last year. The senior class did a wonderful job of laying a cultural foundation that we need to build upon. I think we'll be more athletic this year. The big question is, are we going to take the step forward culturally as well and start putting those things together? And so that's the question mark and really the challenge for our current seniors to step up and lead like our past seniors did.
All right. Get a little time with Coach Munson here in the month of July. Our sports line officially returns Saturday, August the 18th with our official 2018 high school football preview. You can catch all the Sherrard games as well this season on WRMJ and or WRMJ.com beginning Friday night, August the 24th. Coach, have a nice rest of the summer. Look forward to talking with you on Saturday, August the 18th.
Thanks, Jim.
It's Scott Munson entering his second year as head football coach over at Sherrard.